Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say, and I do say, we are a complete retirement planning firm. What I mean by that is we not only provide investment planning and active money management, we help with tax planning, income planning, estate planning, asset protection, protecting what you work so hard to build. All of these things, which I like to say, make you complete. You know my mantra. It's the five pillars to your plan. We're going to get into a number of things on today's show. If you want to get a hold of us at any point, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. On today's show, again, a number of things. We're always limited to an hour, so I try to get as much information into this time, give you good ideas, also offer information so you have the things in your hands that you can read and look up. Again, you can go to our website, a lot of resources for you. But here's some of the topics we'll try to cover today. One is the raise. This was the headline, I should say. Social Security raise to shrink next year. I want to get into that. We're going to talk about what does that really mean? Problem with large IRAs. What are the problems there? Well, there's five problems we're going to get into that you should be aware of. Some you may be unaware of. And then also, the fourth quarter is coming up, and there's some things that you should be aware of there as well. So let's just jump right in. Again, we're going to get into this. One of the things I want to mention that I think will be helpful is we just had a class this week. We have another one coming up on October 8th. We're going to probably add another one to our site. It's under workshops. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. We had a Medicare event a few weeks ago as well. We're always trying to provide information to you. There were some people actually in the that listened to the show that came. It was terrific. I mean, that's so nice, and that's why I say I'm blessed to be able to do this, to help people out. And then when I get to meet people in person, really terrific, very nice people. But one of the questions I posed in this class, The New Reality in Retirement, was how do you define retirement? And it was interesting. One person in the class said, having enough income throughout my retirement. And I thought, you know, that's a great start. You know how I talk about that's kind of the cornerstone of your plan. In fact, I would submit having more income than expenses, that's typically how we truly feel wealthy in retirement. So we're going to talk a little bit about income planning, and Social Security is certainly one of those pieces of your income plan. Social Security, this came out, cooling inflation is expected, the cost of living adjustment to 2.5%. Social Security recipients are on track for a smaller cost of living adjustment. The cost of living adjustment that retirees receive each year is tied to the average inflation data, and it looks like they're projecting a 2.5% increase. That's what they're projecting, and we don't know. We're going to find out in October. Now, this happens every year, by the way. And a 2.5% increase would raise the average monthly retirement benefit by about $48 a month. Hurrah, there you go. Now, that's based on about a $2,000 monthly benefit. If your benefit is $3,000 a month, you're going to get about $75 extra a month. So this is something that happens separate from what we call the delayed retirement credit, which is 8%. So, for example, if you are deferring your Social Security, the delayed retirement credit, between 62 and 70, Social Security increases by 8% per year. In fact, I've seen differences, like, you know, from 65 to 70 of maybe $10,000-$12,000 more a year. You could have a $30,000 benefit at 65. You may have a $40,000 or $42,000 benefit if you wait till 70. And this is why this stuff is important. When we talk about Social Security, I think there's over 50 million that are receiving Social Security. We are at what's called peak 65. Are you aware of that? What does that mean? That means 11,000 people. This is the most that's in history. 11,000 people a day are turning 65. 11,000 people a day. Yesterday, 11,000. Today and tomorrow, 11,000. And that will continue. In fact, the baby boom generation all the way through up until 2030, roughly 2029, this will be happening about 10,000 a day. So we talk about the Social Security decision, and I'm going to offer that paper. This, again, is something we do. We provide information. You know, the Social Security decisions, when we talk about them, it's not as simple as we see. In fact, Forbes says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. Now, it should be simple, but it's not. right? You have to figure out what age to take it. What are your options? There's 2,700 rules. And so there's a lot of things you want to consider when you take. But keep in mind, this is an irrevocable decision when you take Social Security. So, again, this is only part of your income. I'm going to get into another piece of it, too, about creating this income. And this is how, you know, we can try to reduce this fear. As I've said before many times, if you have not, go to SSA.gov, find out what your benefit is. You may be surprised. And so we can start to hopefully get to this point in our plan where we can say, yeah, the paychecks are coming in, you know, for the next 30, 35 years. The thing about Social Security, again, is it is an income. It is a lifetime income, and it's an important thing. So we just have to understand our claiming strategies because these are irrevocable decisions. So let me make some general comments about Social Security. First of all, please find out what your benefit is, because again, that may change your decisions today. You may be surprised. You may be pleasantly surprised. I hope so. But then keep in mind, again, this 8% delayed retirement credit. I mentioned the 2.5% on top of that. So the example here is if you wait a year, it's basically your benefit's going to go up over 10% for that 1 year. And then again, it goes up every year by at least 8% plus the cost of living. So whether you're taking Social Security now or waiting to take Social Security, that is applied to your Social Security benefits. But again, as a general rule of thumb, I would tell you, you know, when you're taking a look at Social Security, I know most people, and the studies have shown, most people take it earlier rather than later. Very few people wait till 70. And why is that? Well, because maybe they think they're, you know, based on their life expectancy or their concern that they're not going to get what they're on it. But keep in mind, as Lawrence Kotlikoff said, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living. So again, please be careful about these decisions about taking Social Security. Take a look, number one, you find out what your benefits are. We do a Social Security analysis, by the way, showing what your cumulative lifetime benefit is. The other thing to keep in mind is that the higher benefit, it's not just for your lifetime. I've talked about this before, but it's so important. It's for your spouse's lifetime. So, for example, if you have a $40,000 a year benefit, your spouse has a $30,000 a year benefit, you pass away, the one lower amount goes away, but that $40,000 stays for both your lifetimes. So we really have to think about, again, you have $70,000 during both of your lifetimes. If one spouse passes away, which we're going to get into some of this again, one of those Social Securities goes away. There's a lot of things to consider there. Also, how do you protect? But we're going to get into that coming up. I have a lot more to get into to cover all of these things. Also, some questions I had on Social Security, as well as some other income strategies. But let me do this. Let me offer a couple things. First of all, if you want that Social Security and the maximizing income report, I'll get those out to you so you can take a look at what's called the Social Security decision. You know, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you have a question on Social Security, I had someone send in a question. They said they were going to retire soon. Should they take it now or should they wait till they retire? Of course, I responded to that. If you want us to do an analysis, you know, you can email me. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com and schedule a time to chat about this. But the truth is there is no one size fits all when it comes to Social Security or filing for it and your claiming strategies. Everybody's situation is unique. So for those of you that really want to take the next step, I want to extend this offer. We do a Social Security analysis. And what's terrific about this is it lays out three different options. If you take it early, if you take it maybe at halfway point, we can test it at any ages, or if you wait till 70, you can see the numbers. The beauty of this is it's not an opinion anymore. I'm not saying you're going to make that decision claiming strategy. There's no perfect answer. But again, it takes the opinion out of this. And so now you can hopefully make an informed decision. If you want to take advantage of the Social Security analysis, you know, you can just, all I need are your Social Security benefits. We'll also do a complete income analysis as a complement to this. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Again, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time to talk or meet. We can do this plus a complete retirement plan. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Coming up, we're going to get into some other things that relate to your IRAs and, of course, some decisions you need to make before year end that can be pretty impactful. Stick around. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a retirement planning firm. We help clients and we help anybody, listeners and whoever we can, with information on, you know, income planning, tax planning, estate planning, all of these things that really have an impact on your retirement plan. You know, we talked about the first piece earlier, which was having income that can't run out. We talked about, I did talk a little bit about Social Security. You know, I would also submit to you, and I've said this before, having more income, the real way to feel, I guess, wealthy in retirement is having more income than expenses. But if we just talk about Social Security, which is the most common source of income for retirees, you know, that's just too close to only, having only one source can be problematic. So we want to say, can we create other sources of income? I'm going to talk about that, you know, but with Social Security, there's a lot of rules. I offered that Social Security analysis. It is a personal customized analysis specific to you. If you're married, to you and your spouse, it's really a great report. It's going to help in the decision. As I said, no perfect decision, but understand the claiming strategies. You don't want to lock into the lowest benefit possible. I talked about Forbes. That said, 96% of those that file, you know, leave $111,000 on the table of cumulative lifetime benefits. So, you know, if you're 72 and you're looking back and saying, I wish I would have made a decision, it's too late. So if you want the information or if you want to schedule a time to get together, we'll go through that plus your overall income plan. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. I can send out what we've put this paper together. It's called the Social Security Decision. Again, it's all about making informed decisions. I'll also include maximizing income in retirement, which are the other pieces of your retirement plan or creating income you cannot outlive. Let me talk about this question I had, and this relates back to this whole income planning. Someone asked me this question. He said, I was looking for an investment plan that protects money from downside risk and provides upside along with a guaranteed annual income flow for life. I heard that there are programs and plans out there. And so let me answer this question. Again, the question was, an investment plan that protects a sum of money from downside risk and provides upside, I guess, upside growth. This, I'm just reading the question, along with a guaranteed annual income for life. I heard there are programs and plans out there. Let me answer again this question. What we're talking about here is, do these things exist? Yes. And what we're talking about here are annuities. Okay, so I just want to be clear about that. Fairly often, you'll hear people talk about things like, you know, bank on yourself and these terms that they use. And you're always kind of saying, well, what is that? It probably happens. What are they talking about? Does that exist? And some of these things do exist. But again, there's some, sometimes there's caveats you want to understand, like bank on your life, growing. Those are life insurance policies. And you can grow cash value in life insurance policies. They, again, refer to that as bank on yourself. You have to, again, be somewhat careful and understand how these things work. I'm insurance licensed. I have been for over 20 years. But, you know, if I'm going to talk to you about some of these things, I want you to really have an objective and honest assessment of how they work. All too often, I've seen people kind of get blindsided by these, and they're not really sure how they've been funded. And keep in mind, sometimes these with insurance and the costs of insurance, those things can lapse. And unfortunately, that can happen. So let me just answer this question. What, again, what that means when someone says, well, this, you know, they're proposing this, it is an annuity. So if you're looking at using these as part of your plan, again, there's, you know, you want to understand how these things work. Maybe I'll just leave it at that. So the way these annuities work are they provide guaranteed lifetime income. And that is a true statement. I can say that, you know, as part of your investments. Now, they've evolved quite a bit. And I'm not pro or con. It really depends on the individual. But when you have a, this is why when we talk about assets versus income, you know, Social Security is an income. And you've heard me use the three rules. One is it lasts for your lifetime, right? It comes in at any age, 65, 75, 95. It comes in regardless of the market, whether it's up or down. And it comes in regardless of what you have in savings and investments. That is true with an annuity. If you want to put this in place, I'll give you an example. Now, you should run one for yourself to understand how they work. But this, again, is an example. All right. So this was a couple age age 60. So a husband and wife, age 60, they put in, this is based on $500,000, and you can use IRA money. You can use Roth money, which means it's tax-free. You can use money you have in savings or after-tax accounts. Now, after 5 years, their benefit was $43,933. That's almost $44,000 a year for the rest of both of their lives. So now you have an income stream. It is an income. Now, it's also an asset. I know that maybe I'm confusing, but the thing, again, about what's been somewhat nice about what these companies are now doing, and there's many of them. Again, you want to just go with good quality companies that have offered good benefits. The $44,000 roughly a year, again, is a joint lifetime benefit, but you also have the investment. That does not go away. So it has this almost this pension component to it, where it does create lifetime income and it stays that level for the rest of both your lives. Unlike Social Security, nothing drops off. Nothing. Okay, so it keeps coming in, or a pension where it's reduced. And so to the extent you don't go through that, the $500,000 that we said you invest originally can grow. It's still invested. It doesn't have principal protection in some cases, again, depending on how it's set up, and it can grow. Now, if you don't go through that money during your lifetime, it goes to your children or grandchildren. So the point is, you do have income for the rest of your life. You can have joint lifetime income, and to the extent you don't go through it, it goes to your children and grandchildren. Now, there's surrender fees. There's lengths that you want to hold these things. There's limit. You know, you don't have all the investment. You're not going to be able to buy Apple stock in an annuity, okay, in this case, in the examples I'm giving. So those are this is both sides of the coin. I just want you to understand how these work. Do they have a benefit? Absolutely. Right? It gives you a lifetime income benefit. Some of these will also double the income if you have a long-term illness. So these are benefits that you should be aware of, but you also should know both sides of the coin, and as I said, on these, and see if it makes sense for you. So think about this. Again, as I said, feeling wealthy in retirement can sometimes just be having more income than expenses. So if you put this in place, by the way, if you waited 2 years, I should mention this, it goes up to $52,000 a year. So it continues to grow. Again, this is typically how they work. If you continue to defer it, let's say you say, I'm going to work another year, the income guarantee will continue to grow for you, and if, again, you're married, for you and your spouse. And so if you think, going back to, I was talking about Social Security, again, an income example, if between you and your spouse, you have $70,000 of Social Security benefits, and then you also incorporate this, you get another $44,000 at age 65 on top of the 70. Well, you can do the math. That's $114,000 of income coming in. Then, and the other comment I'll make on this is, the higher Social Security, the $40,000 plus this $44,000 stays for both lives, right? Because it's a joint life plus the higher Social Security stays. So are we providing a level of protection in the event a spouse passes away? I think so. And so this, again, I just want you to have answer the question and how these work, but you have to really do it. Again, it's not a one size fits all. And so you want to understand these work, but you see how we're starting to build an income plan. I have a lot more to get into. I want to talk on the other side about taxes and some of the things you want to be aware of. How do we get more of this tax free? Well, there's a way to get Social Security tax free. In fact, I showed that in my class, and I'm going to talk about that coming up. Also, these five issues that, we want to be aware of. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act is going to end potentially after next year with the lower tax brackets. What are you doing to create more income, tax-free income, and to put yourself in a better position? We're going to get into that. For those of you that want this information, I'll get you the truth about annuities. We'll get you that report if you want. You can take a look at that. Better yet, those of you that want to take advantage of it, I will run this information for you. I'll do the Social Security analysis. We can run the annuity illustrations if you want to look at that. We will do a complete individual customized income planning analysis for you. If you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time or request information or send me a question. Stick around. We have a lot more to get into on the other side. You're listening to Tom Fortino, the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. If you've been listening, we've covered a couple topics already, which is we did get into the Social Security decision or the claiming strategies. You know, there was an article that came out that I referenced. Social Security's raised to shrink next year to 2.5. This is a cost of living adjustment. It comes out every October. We'll see what it is. You know, it's crazy, but I'm looking at this article. It's Wall Street Journal. 2023, it was 8.7%. Is that crazy? So it increased by 8.7%, plus the 8% delayed retirement credit if you waited for it. I think it was 5.9 in 2024, and this year they're talking about being about 2.5. this goes into effect. So again, I just want you to be aware of how this Social Security stuff works. You know, there was an article that talked about, well, what do working Americans fear more than death? Retirement. This was a study done by Live Career. They said that, about 61% of working Americans are more afraid of retiring than dying, and 60.4% fear retiring more than getting divorced. This was a national survey. So, you know, I would submit that how do we relate, because this is this uncertainty, and I think there's so many opinions out there, so much noise. That's why I want to say, let's keep things simple. We talked about creating income you can't outlive. How would that make you feel? Would that reduce your fear? I bet it would. So I talked about ideas. You know, we didn't get into pensions, but that's another income, guaranteed lifetime income. Now, what about reducing taxes? The threat of future tax rates, higher tax rates in retirement. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. And there was an interesting, I was listening to this. I was at a conference the other day, and they talked about the problem with large IRAs, RMDs that you have. What about rising tax rates, the expiration of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act? You also, what's called the widow's penalty. The Secure Act also makes it expensive for children when they inherit IRAs. And then, of course, estate planning. Those are five areas that could be very problematic when you have large IRAs. So what are some of the solutions to that? I'll give you some. We'll talk about these. But taxes can be one of the biggest impacts. When I was talking at our class, The New Reality in Retirement, which I'll mention again, we have one October 8th. If you want to go to our website and sign up for that, if you want to, we're going to add another one, I think, in the next few days or week. We'll put another one a couple weeks out. We try to do them every couple weeks, but we get into these topics. In fact, I talked about Social Security, and I showed on the board how to get Social Security tax-free is an example of it. In fact, a couple of some clients attended, which was very nice. That happens every so often. And they're there. We've been doing this for years. And so they were a perfect example. So I had a case study right in class. They were getting to tax-free. They're going to get all their Social Security tax-free, by the way. We'll get into some examples of that. But the point is, we need to get more into tax-free. We talked about the seven ideas. I get into these ideas. Seven ideas to getting to tax-free. You may not get there completely, but what if we could get close? Look, up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable. So we talked about how do we maximize the benefit. Now, how do we get more of it tax-free? Let's just jump into some quick ideas here. You know, we're coming into the fourth quarter. For those of you that have 401ks, here's three things to consider. Number one, you can accelerate your, because if you're 50 years or over, you can put $30,500 into your 401k. Now, you can accelerate that if you want. If you call your provider and say, what have I put in? They say, well, you put in $15,000. Well, you're not close to 30 or $30,500. Tell them to take out more. You can do that. Say, well, double my, if you can do it. The second thing is, maybe you say double it or increase it and put it all in the Roth 401k option. Now, and then there's the after tax. Maybe I'll get into that the next segment, but you can also talk about what are called after tax contributions. Why would you put more into the Roth? Well, again, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which I talked about, one of these five potential traps we're looking at going forward. We have 2024 and 2025. You're in a 22% tax bracket all the way up to $201,000, roughly, not to the penny, of taxable income. And the 24% tax bracket goes up to $383,000. Do you know those are lower than the 25% tax bracket that we had prior to this? All the way up to $383,000. So these are some opportunities to say, I want to pay on the seed, not on the harvest. If you put money into a Roth, yes, you'll pay the 22% on it. If you are in a 22, you could be in a 12. That's if you're below about 94,000. This is joint, by the way. So, and I posed this question in the class. I said, you know, understanding your marginal tax brackets. If you're in a 22% marginal tax bracket, I can look at your 1040 and tell you it's not an opinion. Okay, if your income's under $201,000 taxable, not gross, you're in a 22. You're in a 24. So if I said to you, okay, you're going to put money in a 401k, now you can put it in, not pay the 22%, but you'll pay tax on it when you take it out at a tax rate. We don't know what it's going to be in the future. Plus, you'll pay tax on all the growth on that contribution. Plus, it will be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. We just talked about that. It will impact Medicare premiums potentially. It's used to determine how much that's called IRMA. Okay, and there's required minimum distributions, which was another one of these five issues with having higher required minimum distributions that you have to pay tax on, which causes other problems. And oh, by the way, to the extent you don't pay tax on it, either your children or your spouse or your children will pay. Someone's paying tax on it. Or you could pay the 22% today, put it in your 401k. You will not pay on that contribution ever again. You will not pay on any of the growth. There's no required minimum distributions. Doesn't tax your Social Security. Isn't included in the Medicare premiums, evaluation or calculation. There's no, as I mentioned, required distributions, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. What would you do? You see why this stuff is so important? And I'm talking about tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime. Now, if tax rates go up in the future, the tax rate on a Roth is 0%. It's always 0%. So are we protecting ourselves? Yeah. So now when I get back to coupling your income with your tax planning, you see how this can work? As I said, I have clients that are now at a position where they're going to turn on their Social Security. They deferred it. So let me give you an example. They've deferred their Social Security, so now they're getting a higher benefit. In the meantime, they've been doing Roth conversions, which is another thing you can do on top of the Roth 401ks and the Roth IRAs. Reposition more money to tax-free. And so now they're in a position where they're going to turn on Social Security at a higher income. They've reduced or eliminated most of their RMDs. In fact, most of the IRA, is they can pull it out because they're standard deduction. And they're going to get all their Social Security, a higher amount of Social Security, and they're going to be tax-free. Plus, they have all the income they need. So isn't that a good thing? This is how we do planning. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking on it. It's not about getting to a number. All too often, and it's unfortunate that we're not getting some of this information, we look at it, it's laudable when you get to these numbers. But on the back end, we could be giving up a lot. And so I just want you to be aware of some of the things. That's why I offer the reports. That's why we do the classes, why we offer. Look, if there's one or two ideas that's going to be helpful to you, that's terrific, because I'm not saying you get it all done. But if we can start incorporating some of these ideas where we say, I'm going to switch to a Roth 401k. I'm going to contribute to a Roth IRA in addition to the Roth 401k. HSAs, health savings accounts, tax-free, tax-deductible. A lot of things we could be doing. If we take control, I'm telling you, I think that'll change the mindset. And I bet you this Americans fearing death more than retirement or fear retirement more than death, that can turn around. It's all about just creating clarity and certainty. So for those of you that want the information I've offered, whether it's on Social Security, taxes, we'll put it together. We'll get it out to you. Better yet, I'm going to make this offer again. Come on in. Throw everything in a box. It will be a good experience. We're very informal here. There's no sales pitch. We're not going to try and push anything. But you know what? We'll do an honest assessment and an evaluation. You'll test your plan. You'll know where you'll stand. You'll walk out of here with a plan. And I bet you'll walk out of here with a couple ideas that'll make a difference. And that's really what it's all about. And maybe reduce that stress level. I think it can happen. So give us a call if you want to take advantage of that for a complete customized retirement analysis. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. Alphawealthgroup.com. Stick around. I've got so many more ideas to get into. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We've covered a lot of ground. And so I don't want to say it's frustrating, but, you know, you want to get into as much as you can. And you talk about a couple topics, you know, big picture, as I said, what is retirement planning? If I pose that question to you, what is retirement planning to you? What would you say it is? You might get some different answers. Some people may say, well, if I can get to $1 million, if I can get to, you know, whatever the number is, some will say, it's about being comfortable or whatever it might be. I had told you I posed that question in class. We did the New Reality in Retirement class this past week, and one person raised their hand and said, well, it's about having all the income you can need. And I said, that's a great start. That's the cornerstone. That's number one. So we talked about that. Social Security, annuities are an example, pensions, things that are income, that are lifetime income. It's guaranteed. It's sustainable. It comes in on the rest of your life. And so that's about building an income plan. I have that income planning packet, which it's a process. Number one, you know, figure out what you need. Don't guess at what you need in retirement. That's why I offer budget worksheets. All of these things are available. I can send those out to you. Once you figure out your number, then say, okay, where are my income? Where's the income coming from? What's my Social Security benefit? Go to SSA.gov. Find out what your pension is if you have it. Contact your provider. Now we start building a plan. And then I mentioned the article talked about how Americans fear retirement more than death. Maybe we can turn that around. I get it. It's daunting. We're going in. You know, how are you going to feel living 25, 30 years without a paycheck? You know, that is daunting, as I said. And it's just a change of life. One of the other things on this, which was a little, it said rising cost of health care. 60% were worried about that. Poor investment choices or loss of money, 52%. Adopting a new routine or lifestyle. Some of these are a little, it's kind of sad. Feeling disconnected from society, you know? That's why some people, you know, even if you continue to work, that's another thing. I'll make a comment there. One of the things that I come across fairly often is, you know, let's test your plan. Someone says, I'm going to work so as long as I can. Great. I think that's terrific. But how about we test your plan to say, at what point do you know if you choose not to work, you don't have to? It doesn't mean you're going to retire. So that's a little different. At what point do you have financial freedom? So those are other things we can take a look at. But we need to know these rules and take control and provide clarity and reduce some of this uncertainty. We didn't talk a lot about investments. You know, we are an investment advisory. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management, you know, and the idea is to have a solid plan. You understand smart investment strategies. There's no perfect strategy, but you want to have one that makes sense for you and that you can stick to. Being organized. And so that's something else we do. So we can do a portfolio analysis as well. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent there, but we talk about the retirement planning. I covered the income. We talked about taxes, a little bit about minimizing taxes in retirement. We call it forward tax planning. Also having the investment plan that makes sense that you can stick with. I believe that's how you have success in retirement. And then having the protection piece. What happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if a spouse passes away? We talked a little bit about protecting the income in those cases. But if I asked you those questions, what would you tell me? If I said, do you feel you have income that will last the rest of your life? What happens if a spouse passes away? I've quoted this nationwide paper many times, 50%, roughly 50%. One spouse outlives the other by 10 years or more. What happens to your plan? You know, we call that the widow's penalty. That was another one of these problems with large IRAs. Keep in mind, if you pass away and the spouse, your spouse typically is the primary beneficiary, the required distributions don't go down. They stay the same. And keep in mind, if 95,000, again, I'm just rounding off, for 94,000, up to 94,000, you're in a 12. If over that amount, you're in a 22. You may be in a 12 now. Your spouse may be in a higher tax bracket because they're filing individual. You can have those. So in other words, you're at 42, anything above 44,000 or so. Well, now you're in a 22. So now you may actually be giving more money back to the government. More of your Social Security now may be taxable. That's what we call the widow penalty. Guess what? With Roths, that doesn't happen. Roths are tax-free. They're tax-free during your life then. They're tax-free to your spouse. So we talk about that widows. So are you incorporating some of these things? I sometimes call them the what-ifs. What if that happens? What does your plan say? What if there's a long-term illness? What if tax rates go up in the future? Right? And then there's the estate planning piece, which I may have mentioned, but that's the fifth piece, having the right documents in place. We have an attorney that does that. Estate planning, you know, having a trust, powers of attorney, medical and financial powers of attorney, pour over wills, even personal directives. So you control the assets, right? What if, you know, when you talk about long-term care, we say, what if someone is incapacitated? Well, there's a number of issues there. And sometimes these five pillars overlap. But, you know, first of all, there's a cost to it. But then there's also, what about the legal aspect of it? Do you have a power of attorney? There's been many times unfortunately, because I've been doing this a long time, I've had children of my clients have the power of attorney. I'm pretty insistent on having these things in place for my clients. But if a spouse ends up having these issues, guess what? A spouse or a parent, we pull the power of attorney and now they can access the accounts. Your IRAs, your 401ks will be frozen. They have to stay individually titled during your lifetime. So you need a power of attorney for these cases. There's also what we sometimes call a living probate. Again, we have an attorney that does all the estate planning, but this is why these things are so important. And again, the estate planning is getting a little trickier because the SECURE Act came through, not just the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Don't you love all these things? The SECURE Act says the spouse can take ownership of a retirement account. The child or non-spouse beneficiary, it doesn't matter, just a non-spouse beneficiary cannot assume ownership of a retirement account. In fact, they have up to 10 years to exhaust that account. Now, if it's an IRA or a tax deferred, this is, remember I talked about the problems with those five problems with large IRAs, the widow's penalty, the RMDs, the potential of higher tax rates in the future. Well, there's another one, going to your children. Now, if they're in their higher earning years, that's typically where they're at. They have to start taking the money out whether they want to or not. Now, there's some more rules to that. The bottom line is in 10 years, that money has to come out. Now, if it's a Roth, guess what the tax consequence is to them? Well, zero. So it's again, when we're considering some of these things, that's something to think about. I know, and again, the first priority is you, but then to the extent you don't use those funds, wouldn't it be nice if they went to your children and grandchildren tax-free? Well, you can potentially look at that. So this is why I talk, I get a little animated about forward tax planning. So we've covered a lot today. Tax planning, income planning, a little bit of estate planning, tiny little bit of asset protection. We just mentioned investments, but that's a plan. You know, we have the retirement roadmap, by the way. That's a that goes into the five pillars. If you want that, you can always get that at our website, or we can send it out to you. Better yet, I'm going to make the offer again, because this is going to be the most productive for you. Yes, this is our business. Yes, this is how we grow, but it's really, that's not what it's about. If you want to come in, we'll do a complete analysis. I think it will be, I'm pretty confident it's going to be enjoyable. It'll be time well spent. But we'll dig in, throw everything in a box. Come on in. We'll do the portfolio analysis. We'll do the income planning. We'll talk about the Social Security decisions. We'll get into the tax planning ideas. There's things you can do before the end of this year. We're going into the fourth quarter, Roth conversions by December 31st. A lot of things. So if you want to take advantage of that, if you want to schedule a time, give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. Send me questions. You know, anything I can help with. If you want to just chat on the phone for a little while, get a hold of us. All right, well, that'll do it for the Alpha Wealth Hour. We'll be back next week at the same time. As always, everyone have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.